territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is really exciting. I always introduce every episode as being exciting. but genuinely, this one is specifically, really particularly exciting because it's our first live one. Yay! So... yeah, today is gonna be a very chill one. We started pretty late. We'll explain why. but you know, happy family day. Happy reading break. To anyone listening.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
If it's just another Monday.
Just another mundane Monday. Although this Monday was really pretty. And
yeah.
So the other person on the mic, I should preface, is Kiana. Whee! Do you want to say hey?
Hey, I'm Kiana. I'm part of Student Exec, like Lana. And yeah.
Yeah, we're both, you know, Catch the Vibe Collective, which is not actually a collective. That's just the title of the show. Oh, there's been some confusion. Which is led by Kiana, our outreach exec. Whee. So be sure to tune into that Wednesdays bi-weekly, 8 p.m. Okay, basically, Kiana and I started this episode about 20 minutes late because we were driving to the station and... What did we see?
If you saw the sky, if you're driving, there were
fiery
pink clouds.
Sunset.
Yeah, the sunset was crazy. I feel like people in Vancouver sometimes act like, what is that thing in the sky? Like, we just forget that sunny days are so beautiful, and then you just get thrown off in the best way possible.
Yeah. No, yeah, we were gonna drive off.
I was like, how do I do
drive
this
off
safely
the cliff?
While making a U-turn to try and catch like that perfect glimpse? But then it's gone in like two minutes, which is actually kind of beautiful because like,
whoa,
it's just so like if you get it, if you're not living in the moment, you just will not get it.
Exactly. Well, to anyone who is living in the moment and who's like planning on listening to this, it was probably like, okay, well. But today's a pretty mellow day. I think everyone's just chilling at home. You know, I don't know if any of you had any special plans for family day, but I hope that everyone got to enjoy the sun like we did, or like we tried to.
Yeah.
No, we did. We did. I went for a nice like hike today. Mm. It was so beautiful. And yeah, I feel like every time we get just a glimpse of sun in Vancouver, we all like, that's like the happiest we ever are, because we never get it. It's so rare.
Yeah.
But it's coming now, and I think that brings us to our first song. yeah, we were just talking about how, you know, spring is kind of in the air, although the forecast says -5 tonight, which doesn't really matter because it was sunny. But yeah, we were talking about spring and some classic, you know, spring anthems, some spring oldies, songs that remind us of this type of weather, this type of vibe. And we were just listening to Nina Simone in the car. We were listening to It Might As Well Be Spring. So let's continue that vibe in the name of the Vibe Collective. Here is It Might As Well Be Spring by Nina Simone.
Thank you. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. We were trying to come up with a topic, and I was kind of talking about, I feel like I've just been questioning my own kind of, not really so much, I say biases in like kind of like a light term, but just in the way that like, depending on what music you grew up listening to and like what you kind of formed, whether you liked whatever type of music and then didn't like whatever type of music, like how that plays into your music taste today. So like, for example, my dad was like a grunge, like whatever rock guy. And I feel like I just like really was like turned off by that type of music. Like I grew up being like, no, like, I don't. And then I tried to, like, get myself to, like, enjoy it. But I liked when, like, specific, when, like, certain voices were able to, like, sing. Like, he listened to, like, more, like, men, like, in rock. And I was like, where are the women? And then, like, my mom listened to all these, like, grunge. Middle Eastern, like, women singers. And then now I definitely feel like, we, like, kind of briefly talked about, like, the Middle Eastern scale and, like, how if you look at it from, like, a Western perspective, the Middle Eastern scale sounds, like, so sad. Like, a lot of Middle Eastern music sounds, like, sad because
yeah,
of, like,
it's, like, on a
tone.
Minor scale.
Exactly. But it's, like, very much not. It could be, like, the happiest, funnest song, like, in whatever. But
and they're also long.
Yeah.
They're long. If you want to get a full, you know how like if you turn on, sometimes if you put a playlist when you're about to go to bed and then you just fall asleep and it's like, damn it, I fell asleep so I didn't get to listen to this song because my mind was shut off. Well, You don't have to worry about that if you just listen to one singular Arabic song, like 6 hours each. That's your whole night.
They were the blueprint for who's
for the for Pink Floyd.
Or like what's I can't think of the name right now. But anyways, wait.
20-minute intros.
Yeah.
Middle Easterns did it first.
You need the blueprint. But yeah, so just in terms of like, and I would always joke about, well, it wasn't a joke. I was probably like 10 or whatever watching like American Idol.
I just think it's funny how.
And I was like, I would say how I just had a bias towards like women voices, I guess like softer voices. And I was like, how do men keep like winning this? Like their voices don't sound as pretty, but it was definitely like some bias that I had toward like that type of soft voice. Like I don't know what it was, but even now, like I noticed, like I would look up like covers of like women singing songs because I just couldn't do like the rock of like I don't know. But then I'm like, is that a bias that I had because like I heard it so much growing up that I just like was turned off? Like I don't know.
Male manipulator, but music, like, under a female,
change it to female manipulator music. But yeah, do you like have any, do you remember?
Do you have any?
Do you have anything?
Do you have any thoughts? No, I don't. no, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, same here. I grew up with a lot of, I just grew up with, like, a lot of range. Like, no, yeah, because, you know, my parents like to listen to music in all sorts of languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, you know, as a product of that, or I like to think that it's, my own doing, but it's definitely not, definitely has a lot to do mm-hmm. with, you know, what I was accustomed to growing yeah. up. So, like, to this day, I always try, I don't actively try, but I just enjoy listening to more, you know, just, like, diversifying the repertoire, making sure that it's not all in English, it's not mm-hmm. all in French, because there are so many gems out there, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of our, you know, like typical English Western music is very heavily influenced by those other mm-hmm.
by other genres that other like, came genres, before.
Exactly, that came before and that came from other cultures or languages. So it is
sorry, that was like, me clapping in the back, snapping.
Tell it.
Yeah.
No, but it's true, you know, everyone gets inspiration from different places. And yeah, it's, you can always tell when an artist has that kind of edge, you know, you can always tell when they're well traveled or they're at least their
open
music taste is well traveled. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all about openness, right? And it's not even like, oh, I'm trying to actively include like this yeah. language. Like, no, yeah. it's just appreciating music
yeah,
for what
yeah.
whoa, that's like crazy,
because no that's like so true. We were saying like because even just like the like appreciation of like music in general, and of course you're going to have biases towards like a certain
yeah.
genre, like that's just like bound to happen. Your
exactly.
ears and our like different chemicals and different like
whoa,
it's gonna
whoa.
work. Okay, yeah, let me but yeah, just like I didn't grow up, like my parents didn't have a lot of range. It was like I like remember the songs that were like replaying, so I feel like I kind of wanted to like take it into my own hands. I was like, I like music, like how do I take it like the next step, because like I know, and then like you get bored, like you know
exactly.
the patterns in like certain, like if it's like, because I feel like since I didn't really grow up with like my parents listening to stuff, the thing was like the radio, like that's
yeah.
what I, and I was like, okay, this
and then
is
the
fun.
Radio is kind of redundant
exactly
sometimes.
But then you
not
learn
CATR.
How like and then that wasn't a joke, that was like
no yeah genuinely that's why we're here. So anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Yeah. No, Lana, let's be serious for one moment, please, this is a good conversation
for but, one moment.
But yeah, so then I was like, okay, these songs sound the same, let me like branch out. But yeah, and I feel like it's very important to, not for the sake of like trying to incorporate different, because once you like try to discover different genres, you will go through the most popular artists of that genre, and it'll take you to other artists of the genre that like that may have started the genre, but like people don't know about it because
exactly.
It's like a lot of
it's like jazz kind of in a way.
Yeah.
A lot of jazz nowadays is like there are lots of genres that started in a particular culture and that are now
gentrified.
Yeah, now jazz is like a study program. Yeah, literally La La Land.
But it didn't start as such. Same with so many so many genres.
Yeah,
like that. One thing that I like, I'll take certain artists. I feel like even me talking about like Middle Eastern, that's just because now I like it comes in and out that I'm like, okay, I know how to kind of like speak about like whatever, but certain artists who like sing a really particular style or like before they were like famous came out with like certain style, I was like, wow, this literally sounds like Middle Eastern music, but it's like sang in English, which is like so interesting. But it's just
there's
the scale.
Influence everywhere.
It's just like, yeah, it's types of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely important to get those influences in music. I think for musicians, it's important for them to kind of explore more. But there's definitely a difference between like appropriation and incorporation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there are definitely some really cool fusion styles. I'm looking over here.
Sorry, I'm getting a song ready.
What does Kiana have brewing for us? So that being said, we're gonna go ahead and play another song on a similar topic. Not on a similar topic. Topic. Oh my god. Doesn't go to school for like one day.
You're doing great. Oh my gosh, no, never mind. Okay. Oh my gosh, where was this? Okay. We'll just play this.
Yeah, we have some K-Tronauta lined up, which I feel is a pretty classic, can't miss.
Yeah.
Also, actually fitting, because K-Tronauta is a perfect example of, using different influences and fusing it to something more modern and something more accessible and, like, easy to listen to. So, anyway, here is Intimidated by K-Tronauta featuring her.
Just what you want. So don't leave me drowning. Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
So very free. We have our cares. Sometimes the future seems unclear. There is a place we all can go. It's very can't see. Wearing a smile, you never have the time to frown. Dreamer of peace, spread some joy around. Oh, yeah.
Dreamer of peace, spread some joy out.
And we're back.
We're back.
So you, first of all, you heard Intimidated by Kate Renata featuring her, which honestly, in retrospect, was not a good segue at all. But we just really wanted to play some Kate Renata. But, and then after that, just now you heard Sweet Dreamer by Lenny White.
Yeah, I guess we were mixing some old and new, but we were joking how it was funny that we were talking about expanding your music taste, and the
and
song
then we put,
was
like,
sort
the most
of
generic
a pretty like
sounding.
Generic house pop sounding song. But I was saying how like I think it can sometimes be not so much like beneficial, but important for people who make like genre defying music to show up in kind of like generic genres that like people listen to or like songs on the radio, because that's how people like discover really cool artists that they wouldn't have.
Yeah, so, like, there's definitely a commercial aspect to it.
But I think that can sometimes like be good for music listeners to like find. Yeah. So, yeah.
And it isn't entirely generic. Like, there's always a cool underlying beat.
Yeah. And the melody, her, is, like, so... Her melodies are so, like, addictive, and...
That's because you love that soft...
Oh, yeah. There we
it
go.
All comes
literally,
full circle.
It all comes... Yeah, full circle.
So, yeah, I think we'll play one more song for today. But
the moral of...
But in conclusion...
In conclusion, expand your taste and relearn your biases that you may have grown with and you have against music or certain types of music, like refusal to, like, listen to a genre that is, like, new to you. Like, I don't know, that can...
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Guys, it's our
me and Lana, whenever we have a show together, I always say just... I can't stop laughing. Like, it's really bad.
Oh my god, thank you.
Yeah, she's so funny.
No, it's not that. It's that we're like we feed off each other's like nervous energy, and then we're like, okay, well, what better way to fill this in? We're not even nervous. We're just laughing about, we got here so
we
late,
we got
guys.
Here too late for this topic to be fully, like, talked about.
Yeah, and I
this
think
This is
it's...
a huge topic. Like, why did we
and
started
we're, like,
off so strong?
In conclusion, you can, like, listen to more. in conclusion, stream Kate Renata.
In conclusion, like, consume more.
Consume
different types of music.
Yeah.
That was a good, no, we
no,
started
No, but it's
off...
true. That's, you know, that's the whole, you can't call yourself a music fan if you're not willing to dabble in all the different kinds that exist, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, have an open mind.
But, you know, sorry guys, there were more pressing matters. The sun was way too beautiful. we're still in shock love.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna
if
play.
If anyone saw it, you know what we mean. That was all right. Anyway, let's end this off with
Chapstick
by Nada. All right, let's do it.
Say you want it, you can have it. Try it once, become a habit. Use a chapstick, now I'm feeling good. She on and on, you playing games. Up in the rain, TKO, I told you not to push me. Ooh, she, I ain't never heard her name. Now she constant blowing up your phone, 20 minute ring. Open with the open thing, but conversation must pollute that change. Cause I ain't with the guessing game. Anyway, now you're fading, all your colors shady. And to be quite honest, I be feeling your new lady. So maybe next time that you roll the dice and try to play me, remember where the fuck you grew from fetus to a baby. Lately, I be posting up, smoking hella blunts, feeling hella love, and I'm vibing. Lately, y'all be acting sus, do not test your luck, got all of my bad gals riding. Say you want it, you can have it, try it once, become a habit, use a chapstick, now I'm feeling good. She on and on, you playing games, I'ma hop up in the rain, TKO, I told you not to push me. Push, sleep, you don't even have.
on the game. Fourth quarter and I got your girl, she's screaming all my names. On the dick and missed the hit, my pussy hitting home runs. Took your girl for candle, it be running on for more tongue. What a day, funny how we traded. But I told you not to test me and you left me jaded. Manipulated, aggravated, straight disrespected. So I took your girl and showed her all that you neglected.
You thought that your dick was special, but she brought me to a new level. Pushed my thighs into a pretzel.
Get pussy, pussy, like, psst, psst. I get it wetter than a power washer. Get you acting like a watcher. You a cuck and I don't even give a fuck. You a snake, snake, like, psst, psst. I get honey, honey, like, psst, psst. Never leave a want to know. She call me on the phone, cause you can't even give a girl a bone. And like a bitch in heat, I still get it like a woo.
Say you want it, you can have it. Try it once, become a habit. Use a chapstick, now I'm feeling good. She on and on, you playing games. I'ma hop up in the rain.
All right, you just heard Chapstick by Nada, really awesome Vancouver band, should definitely check them out. But yeah, that kind of concludes what was a very short episode. I think we only got about 4 songs in there, but, you know, that's okay. As we said,
that's okay.
We got derailed by, nature's magnetic forces. but yeah, we all wish you a really nice reading break to any students, really nice family day to anyone concluding their holiday today, or tonight rather. And yeah, can't be a spit episode if there's no voice crack somewhere. So embarrassing. But yeah, thank you for tuning in.
To Spit in Your Ear on CITR 101.9 FM.
And be sure to check out Vibe Collective. Wednesdays bi-weekly, hosted by Kiana.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
Do you like to stare out of the window on long car rides, thinking about your feelings? Do you like to watch the trees sway with the wind to the gentle sounds of an acoustic guitar? Then Feeling Sounds is the radio show for you. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 4 p.m. for some soft indie music.
Sit on the carpet, sipping on chamomile, tell me a day.
Get ready. Here we go again.
This music, reggae music, is tell you and tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard. Keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
Love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination, with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life.